Jesus, this is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus.
Let's do it.
That's what we call you.
Takes you further.
You were born in a manger.
We're continuing our lesson on spiritual growth. We know that growth of any kind necessitates change. What we're expressing and relating to the church family of believers is that we are to be seriously engaged in growing up into God in all things. And this is what we talked about last week. And we're going to continue to talk about this for a few more weeks. We're going to continue to talk about spiritual growth. You know, we're to grow up into God in all things. I can't express more vigorously just how important it is for us to get closer to God. You know, now more than ever, you know, more than ever before, we have to get closer to God. Because we know that the time is near and it's almost at an end. So we need to be doing everything that we're supposed to be doing towards God and to the things of God. You know, and it's because we're so far behind in where we must be, we cannot afford to continue the way we're going, saints. We can look at the fruits of the church and we can see where we are lacking. You know, we're so far behind in doing the real works of God. We're called, we're anointed, we are appointed, and we are commanded by God to do the things that He has called us to do the works that He has called us to do. Not our own works, but to do the works that He has called us to do. We don't have a church. We haven't given our lives for the church. We have not died. Not for one person have we given our life for. You know, we haven't made heaven and earth. You know, and we didn't make ourselves. But God. God created heaven and earth. He created heaven and earth. And His Spirit moved upon the waters. This is what the scriptures say. His Spirit moved upon the waters. God said, let there be light. And there was light. God divided the light from the darkness. Saints of God, look at this power. God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. The evening and the morning was the first day. This is what God did. He went on and He created the universe in its entirety. I'm talking about God, not the Graham family, not the Farwell family, not the Pope, not the bishops, not Reverend Ike, nor anyone else, for that matter. And for sure, not your pastors. We must include them also, because sometimes they feel like the church belongs to them. The people belongs to them. Saints of God, as I just stated, God created the whole universe. He created everything. The Farwell family, the Graham family, the Pope, the bishops, none of those people are your pastors. None of those people created the church, made the church, created the world, created the universe, and, oh, did I say created you also? Yes, He created mankind, you know. So we must look at this, and because we hear a lot of rhetoric, you know, a lot of misalignment with the Word of God, coming from these people. We hear a lot of things that's just not so, and they're pulling away from the real things of God. We cannot misrepresent God. We cannot misrepresent God or the Word of God. And we can't go on with those that do. Even those people that keep misaligning themselves with the Word of God. They're saying all these off-color things and off-the-wall things. That's not true, saints. None of that stuff that these people are saying is true. If it doesn't line up 100% with the Word of God, then I wouldn't follow that. Genesis 1 and 26. I just want to continue to show you what this belongs to God. Everything belongs to Him. Genesis 1 and 26. God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." See, God has given us, God has created everything, and He's given it to mankind. So I went back to the book of Genesis because it is the beginning of all things. You know, it's where it starts. It's where everything starts. It's where God began to create everything. And as He created everything, He said it was good. It was very good. You know, this great big world and everything that's in it was created by God. I said all that to say this. Don't you think if somebody made everything and He owns everything, you know, don't you think that He have the right to govern it the way He see fit? And don't you think He alone should have the say of how He wants His word to work? Don't you think He should have the say about that? And how He wants everything to be carried out? He tells us in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 18, Jesus is talking to John. And we know John is in heaven. And Jesus is giving him a prophecy about Himself. This is when John went up to heaven. And Jesus was talking to him, and they showed him everything, and they told him to write everything that he saw, and everything that was said to him by Jesus in heaven. They told him to write everything down. And so John was in heaven, and Jesus was prophesying to him about Himself, you know. And God gave Jesus this prophecy. And Jesus is giving it to John. This is a prophecy that God gave about Jesus. And verse 18 says, For I testify unto every man that heareth the word of the prophecy of this book, talking about the book of Revelations. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him plagues that are written in this book. See, this is what I'm talking about when preachers and teachers get up and they tell people things that they think the people want to hear, because they know people are not adhering to sound doctrine anymore. So they're telling them things that tickle their ears just to keep them in church and to keep getting the money. So they go off color and off the word just to satisfy some people. In verse 19, it says, and if any man shall take away from the word of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part in the book of life. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to give my life and not be able to live in heaven because I want to tell some things that will make the homosexual feel good, make the liars feel good, make the people that's committing all kind of sins, make them feel good. I'm not giving my life for that. If we stand in the pulpits, or wherever we teach and preach the Word of God, if we stand in these places, and if we allow ourselves to be moved off of the Word of God, this is what God says is going to happen to you. Jesus is giving this prophecy. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to read 18 and 19 again. You know, it says, for I testify, this is Jesus talking, For I testify unto you, every man that heareth the words of this prophecy, of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, and if any man shall take away from the word of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Now that's a lot to lose. Now you think people are running around here, the preachers and teachers and pastors are running around here trying to teach a social gospel, a social gospel, and they're trying to please everybody. Some of the things that's written in the Bible are very harsh sounding. But I'm telling you one thing, they might sound harsh, but it's what God himself has written. And he will not take anything from what he has written to please no one. So if the homosexuals are upset because God says he hates that act, he don't hate the person, but he hates that act, and he said it is an abomination to him, and it's a stench in his nostril. Now, if God says that, and we come up and say, well, you know, those old things that was preached a long time ago about that, they just somehow don't equate right now. You know, we have moved on. Yeah, you have moved on, but God have not moved on. And so when we take these things and we try to turn it to suit people, because we say, well, the time is calling for this. We see that these people are getting respectability. What kind of respect? A liar can't get respect. He's just a liar, and Satan is a liar. And if Satan is locked up for lying, then God is not going to give nobody else on this earth a pass for lying. Satan is locked up right now for lying. And the Bible says he's the father of the lies. So let me tell you something. You're not getting away with anything. You're not going to get by with anything. God says what's going to happen to you is plagues will be added to you if you add anything to this book. And if you take anything away, he says that your name is going to be taken out of the book of life and out of the holy city and out of all the things that are written in this book. And we have 66 books. We have a lot of things written in this book. So saints of God, we need to pay attention to what the word is saying and stop worrying about what people think and what people are saying. The world is going to go on just like it's been going on. There's going to be sins. There's going to be multitudes of sin. There's going to be fighting. There's going to be lying, cheating, gambling, and everything that you can name is going to still be going on. Because God said this one thing. The world is on a course. Listen to this. The world is on a course that's straight to hell. Now, why would you want to hook up and start having an alliance with the world if you know it's going straight to hell because the word of God said it was? Why are you going to add to the word or take something away from the word? Okay, I'm going to take a little something away so those people that's in homosexuality acts will not feel so bad. Those that are liars, or cheaters, or gamblers, or whatever they are. You know, I'm just going to take a little something away from the word so that they won't feel bad. Saints of God, you're taking away your own life. You're taking away your own opportunity to be in heaven. And I don't know if anybody is worth that. You want to go to heaven. And you have to do the things that God has called you to do. You know, there are serious consequences to adding to the word of God or taking away from the word of God. I don't know about you.